So happy you're all here this morning in our safe space called the Sunrise Project. I'm so grateful for people getting up early and being here with us in this place that is really committed to self-care and helping us as we better parent our children and better love ourselves. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And this morning, as we head into Thanksgiving week, we have our dear friend and regular guest expert, Coach Bev Kearney, with us. She is no stranger to the Sunrise Project. Coach Bev Kearney is known as Coach Bev, and she is a legend. She is a visionary star who believes that greatness exists within everyone. Her passion and gift for coaching, consulting, and mentoring has inspired so many people, including myself, across all kinds of professions and in the sporting world. She is recognized as one of the most successful coaches in NCAA history, and she has been inducted to various halls of fame as a sports legend, including the prestigious International Women's Sports Hall of Fame. And I was at that event. That was incredible. I remember when you got inducted there. So incredible. She has also been honored with the BET Legacy Award for Education alongside the late, great Dr. Maya Angelou, Stevie Wonder, and the Tuskegee Airmen. She was also honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award from Auburn University, making only the second time in history that a woman has received that award and the first Black person in history to receive the award. She has coached hundreds and hundreds of people over her, 35-year career now, and over 15 Olympians, several world, collegiate, and American record holders, and so many accolades. She also runs an incredible organization called Pursuit of Greatness and is a regular here, and she is my dear, dear, dear friend and mentor and coach on life. And I so appreciate you, Coach Bev. So welcome back this morning. Happy to have you here. I know it's early out there and I appreciate you.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited about just life.
Yes.
And I was, after the election, I was struggling.
Yes, I think all of us were struggling.
And I think I was struggling because my heart was hurting, not for myself. I'm 66 years old and I have great insurance that's not affordable care. And, but it is Medicaid based. But I have no fear. My heart hurt simply because the propaganda works. If you say something, and I'm using this as an example because this is what's really been pressing on my heart. If you say something over and over and over again, somehow it becomes truth. You can state a truth once and for the rest of time it will be, because truth does not need to be repetitive. It just is. But propaganda, and I need you guys to really dove into that word called propaganda, is when they have a messaging, say for instance, like break fast breakfast. Breakfast companies came in and said, can you guys start a propaganda? Prior to marketing, this is where marketing was built off of. And that they have to have breakfast or they're not going to be healthy. And we know this to be true now because a lot of the breakfast items are not nutritionally sound. But somehow they put the tiger on the box and the tiger becomes our brand for a healthy breakfast. Back when I was growing up, cornflakes, frosted flakes to be exactly, because why buy sugar when you can get frosted flakes? Now, when I grew up, We didn't have the tiger on the box. We had the black and white generic box that said Frosted Flakes on it. And that's all it said. But I felt healthy when I had breakfast. I felt weak when I didn't. And so as we went into this campaign, I looked at all the people believing the propaganda, all the lies. And it made me think about life. And so I call Mother Desi, who is not late 80s, early 90s. And she created the Black Women's Organization in Oakland, part of, she did SNCC down with Dr. King. She did things with Mr. Mandela. And she did former President Mandela. And she did things with the Black Panthers up in Oakland, but they were very instrumental in combining their efforts and pushing political movements in the state of California, which is where you've got Maxine Waters, you've had Shirley Chisholm, you've had all these great women, including our present vice president, came through their system. And I said to her, I said, how do I process this? And she said, I thought about it myself. And she's a strong political activist. And she said, they didn't give me my joy. And I'm not going to give them the power to decide when I use it. So I'm going to be happy today. Because all this told me is that there's more work to do. That's all it said. It said that we simply aren't there yet. We have more work to do. And so when I thought about all of this, because this is the energy that exists within our universe right now, within our world, I thought about us, and particularly, what I'm going to ask each of you to take a moment. If you're not driving, just close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to think about, because everyone's preparing for the holidays, not just Thanksgiving, but we're anticipating Christmas because they've already started pushing Christmas, just like they push two holidays ahead or something. Must be on a calendar. Think about what you're thinking about as you prepare for your holiday season. So I just want you to take a moment and think about that. Now I want you to take a deep breath, three deep breaths, inhale and exhale slowly. Just three deep breaths to center yourself. And hold at the top and exhale very slowly. Inhale, hold, exhale. One more. Inhale, hold, exhale till there's no air left. And now I want you to think about, now that you're back, think about as you were thinking about how you're preparing for just to say Thanksgiving. How did you feel as you went through what you've been preparing for? Because a lot of times we prepare for what we know is going to be the challenge in any situation. Not for the joy of the situation. We think about managing the people around us more than enjoying because of past experience with some, but we give them the power. What is the propaganda that we tell ourselves is what I'm alluding to. What are we anticipating?
Bev, let me ask a
yes,
question
please.
About that, because the propaganda, so as you were speaking, I was thinking you were talking about like our children who we may have had issues with in the past, and they might
yes,
be coming home for that.
Absolutely.
And
that's exactly what I'm speaking on.
Okay. So it's not necessarily propaganda though. It might be facts It might be past
It
behavior.
and it could be. What I'm saying is, what are we preparing for? Because propaganda is considered the negativity. And of course, propaganda is not truth. But this is what I'm going to tell you. A lot of times we're preparing for the negativity of the behavior that we've experienced before. And so we send ourselves through these scenarios and we spend our energy, because we're all energy, is what I'm alluding to, focusing on what we don't want to happen. We rarely move in anticipation, and we're always postponing our happiness. Well, when this happens, everything will be better. Well, when this happens, everything will be better. And it's anticipation of, it's down the road, but let me prepare for the shit that I know is going to go down now. So we're always, we have a tendency to prepare, not always, but we have a tendency. What I'm asking you to do is to check yourself. Are you preparing yourself to have a great time? Or are we preparing ourselves not to be triggered and not to be a triggerer? Because our energy determines our outcome. Let me give you an example from a coaching perspective, and maybe this will tie it in because I was getting ready to tie it all in. I had an athlete who I believed was phenomenal. And no matter how hard I tried, they fought me. You are putting pressure on me. And I was like, I'm not putting, that's not my intent. My intent is, and we went around in circles. You're demanding things of me that I can't do. And so I finally, after about an hour, this was early on in my career at the University of Texas, and it was the best lesson I ever learned. And I said, my expectations of you are based upon your capabilities. And the fact that I said you can win and you can be the best, you're telling me you can't. And you are absolutely right, because ultimately you have the ability to determine your outcome. I don't. But let's agree to disagree. I'm not going to alter my standards for you simply because you say you won't. But I want you to know you will fail because you have said you will fail, not because I believe you will. And I will not participate in your failure. So I'm going to keep coaching you to be the best you can be. And that's not intentions of pressure. It's just what I know is. So I decided to move from a positive perspective. Now, did they succeed? They did better than what they would have done had I kept fighting. But did they achieve all that they could? No, because there was too much doubt. Because we're energy, and who that person is determines their outcome. Who we are, where we put our attention, where your attention goes, your energy flows. Where your attention goes, what are we focusing on? And one of the things Mother Desi said to me is, I'm not going to focus on negative because I've seen worse.
You said where
And
your
man,
attention goes, your energy flows.
and we are energy. So if we're focusing on what we are anticipating as what we don't want to happen, that's exactly what we're bringing into existence. When she said, I can't do this, and they're better than me, she was right, because that's where her energy is, and her energy is what produces her outcome. You're
That's
going
right.
to attract in the direction you're going.
That's
So
right.
guess what I started doing after this? When I saw something political, because I watched just enough of what's going on in the world so that I'm not ignorant of the world, but I am not a participant in the ignorance of the world. I don't know if that makes sense because I watch it from a different perspective. Oh, let me see what's going on. Okay, I'm starting to feel some kind of way. Let me stop.
Let me turn it off. That's been my strategy, is not to
And
turn the TV.
you have to turn it off. But when I turn it off, I go, everything's good. All's good. And I smile because a number of times I would get on there and get angry about somebody else's opinion. As stupid as it was, the opinion was, why am I, the greater criminal was that I was actually mad about something that didn't make any sense for the person to think that way. And so I had to ask myself, because my granddaughter told me, please stop responding to people's comments like that, because I would respond. And I said, how do I feel when I respond? And guess what came up?
What?
Angry.
Mm-hmm.
So a succession of things would happen. And then I said, oh, I see what's going on. Let me change my perspective. And I would sit there and find something to make me smile.
Yeah.
Like we were debating, and I hope this is not too personal, Kelly, but we were debating.
Oh, Lord. No, it's okay. It's okay.
No, it's not you.
Okay,
it's on me. I literally couldn't afford to bring my granddaughter home for Thanksgiving. Literally could not.
Yeah.
And for Christmas, she's at TCU and a student. We said, I went to Kelly and Kelly helped me out and got her home. And we were in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, let's call Miss Kelly because I'm so happy to be home. I'm just so happy to be home. And whether we have a big dinner or not, I'm so happy she's home.
Yes.
And it's like finding the little things.
Yes.
Because we got a lot of issues going on over here.
A lot of negative things in the world right now. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And in our own journeys.
That's right.
Because my daughter is a challenge sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter is a challenge sometimes. But I try to remember what I love about life and what I love about family.
Yes.
But we're always preparing for, and the other thing with this young lady I decided to do was coach everybody around her that was driven to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she saw who I was through what I did for others.
Yes.
And so sometimes we're always pouring energy into the person that absorbs all the energy in the room, which is not positive energy. But the person that's bringing positive energy into the room gets overlooked because we're always trying to not trigger the negative person in the room. So who's controlling the room? You are. You get to decide. You get to decide to be happy. You get to decide what we're preparing for. And I realized it's my energy. So I went in the store after I got this burst of energy through all of this negative. And of course, white people gravitated to me. But this time, even if they were Trump voters, I said, hey, how are you? Good. Have a good day. And I was just so nice to a point where people were so nice to me. Because I decided I'm not going to allow them to steal what they didn't give. You see, power is perceived. Power isn't an actuality. We have complete power over our being because we control our own energy.
Yeah.
The problem happens when people want to control other people's energy. And they do that by absorbing you through negativity. Why has negativity become the flagship for attention? And why are we participating? Girl, y'all better enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be blessed Every
Yes.
room you walk into, understand you get to walk in that room how you
Yes.
want to. And that's why I always say, Kelly, don't try to own the room. Don't try to own the room. Own your space in that room.
Your space, yes.
Own your space. Be responsible for where your attention is going. Because a lot of times, I don't know if y'all have done this, it could just be me. But have y'all ever just anticipated something happening and they're going to say this and then I'm going to have this and I'm not
Yes.
letting them and girl, up and none of it happened when it showed up? And but you have spent an ungodly amount of time wasted on negativity.
Yeah.
That's moments of joy you can't get back. And then our energy attracts like energy. That's
Yes.
not just spiritual, that's science and spirituality. And we all know where science and spirituality meet, there's a lot of truth behind it. So we begin, whenever I'm getting negativity, people blowing at me, etc., or me blowing at some, I check myself. Whenever I have a succession of negativity happen, I say, okay, let me center myself. Now, how do we center ourselves in the midst of madness? By deciding ahead of time who we are when we walk in the room, by knowing who we are and not allowing anyone to take our joy away, but allowing of them to be who they are in this moment, in this space, and
Yes.
not feel the need to have to fix everything around us. As difficult as that is, we can't control anyone else's energy except our own. But our energy influences everybody else around us.
Yes.
What are we giving people permission to? What are we whispering to each other to? Because Lord knows one of the things about the family getting together is what?
Sometimes stress.
Can you, no, but we say, can you believe she didn't bring, can you, and can you believe he didn't? And the whispers. What are you whispering about? Out loud and to yourself. If it's not uplifting you, if it's not making you feel good, then you know it's something you should not be participating in.
Yes.
So I'm asking you to manage you, to go in with intentions of showing them the glorious joy of you, because through joy, there's laughter. And you
Yes.
give everyone else around you permission to be happy. Now, the pain in the asses are going to be a pain in the asses. Either they get with the program or they get off the program. But don't give them the program. So be intentional. If I'm going to have a thought, okay, like a bad dream. Y'all have bad dreams, right? Where the
Yes.
monster was trying to, I ain't never dying in my dream. I'm waking up and I'm finishing that dream and against all odds, with no legs left and no arms left, I killed him. Sure did. I was not getting killed in my dream.
If, hilarious.
Because we decide how we are. And then guess what? At that take it back, I'd be like, okay, now I can go back to sleep. And sometimes when we're ripping thoughts and we're angry at our angriest, take time to breathe. Do 7 deep breaths. And on your 7th deep breath, hold it an extra long time. And as you begin to exhale, declare your intentions in this moment. In time, call right now. Declare it. And do that 3 times. And if you don't have time, do 3 breaths and do your declaration at the end of 3. If you got time, do 7, because you deserve 7 deep breaths. Think about that. It takes less than a minute, less than 2 minutes to recenter yourself. Because when you're focused on breath work, not only are you giving hydrogen to your cells and energizing your body, but it's impossible to think when you're breathing, and it gives you a chance to reset. But and if you've made your intentions to yourself very clearly, you will always go back to that point of intention. If I've decided I'm not going to be upset, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to enjoy the holiday, And I go back to the story of, Kelly said, what are you guys cooking for dinner? I said, so we'll probably just do something very simple because finances are a challenge this year. But we're excited.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
That's
Don't
awesome.
care about the food because other people made the food more important than the
Being
unity.
together with your baby girl, yeah, with Tamaya.
And like you said, Chris may
He
not be
just
coming
texted me
home
this
because
morning
of
saying he
swimming.
can't leave
Yeah,
school. I'm
because
like,
they have
what?
swimming. And sometimes for them, it doesn't make sense to go and come right back to a on a long trip. It wears their body out. But you miss Chris. And that makes me smile. That
And
makes me
my
smile.
response was different than what it would have been prior to the
Exactly.
sunrise.
Because you've decided with
Oh, calm.
intentions from now on how you're going to manage.
Yes.
But when you talk about your other son, you take a deep breath. So
Yes. And I have to
let's
anticipate
anticipate
goodness, and
that
I'm worried.
you know who he is. And so you just decide, it's not my fight this time. I'm not giving up my joy.
It's not
If
my
he
fault.
doesn't
You know,
want
there's
to
an
eat,
Al-Anon
if
thing
he
that says.
doesn't want to do this, if they don't want to participate at the level that you want everyone to, be careful of your expectations of knowing who they are. And when I lower my expectations to meet who they are, adjust, not lower, just adjust, I'm always find that they do something that makes me go, wow, that was really sweet.
Yeah. So
Like
that's just,
my
yeah.
daughter is a challenge, as I told you. And she went out and she came back with my favorite cookies. She bought me three of my favorite cookies. And it was out of nowhere. After she had just had a meltdown. And I could focus on the fact that she was a little out of order, or I could
Yeah.
focus on the fact that this was her way of saying, I know I messed up and I'm sorry. And I said, thank you. And you know I love you. And she said, I know, and I'm sorry. And whether she said I'm sorry or not, it wouldn't have changed anything with me because I'm always intentional about looking for what's good, looking for where how I can be beneficial in somebody else's journey.
Yes.
It's what are we anticipating? And somehow the propaganda of the world has us anticipating the negativity. Somehow the poor behavior of others have us more worried about them than they are about our space. And secondly, we're not anticipating the people that we love that we can't wait to give a hug to. So I'm
That's
asking
the
you.
thing. So looking at the positive and being so excited to see him. So that's the point. It's like, I cannot wait to see. I was, you know, both of them ideally, and what a blessing to have them. Like this week, a very dear friend lost her son, and it's so unfathomable. The loss of the son and how she lost her son is just, I don't even want to talk about it, but it's, I'm grateful to have mine. There's a lot of people that don't.
And that's what I tell people. I said, they may act out, but they're not robbing. They're not in a hospital. They're not hurt. They're hurting people emotionally. And sometimes they act up physically, but it's usually within the house structure. And, but you don't have bad people.
No.
You got bad behavior in people. And this generation struggles because it's lost. But
That's
it's grown up with access to more negativity than anybody else has ever grown into.
right.
So what is their energy? So begin to shift your energy and you'll impact the energies around you. Don't let anyone control the space in the room that you own.
Yes.
So when I talk about these things and I talk about the negativity of the world, because that's what we're emphasizing. So I'm asking you, when I talk about propaganda, it's for me, it's negative. Whether it's truth or untruth, it's negative. And that's what the voices are. And it makes us think the world is going to pass. No, we have 10% of the people who are uber hateful.
Mm-hmm.
Not the majority, but they're the most vocal.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a team of people working on a project, right? And one person in the group is a challenge.
Yes.
What happens? There could be seven people in the group and we're focused on the one negative.
But it's like a cancer. It's like a poison
It
for the
does,
whole
why
team.
isn't the positivity the cancer? Why can't you be the cancer in the room?
Even
Why do you,
past.
why do we allow the negativity to make us uncomfortable? I would rather make you uncomfortable with my joy, with my peace.
Yes. Yes.
And if you cannot, after a while, then you can excuse them from the room.
Right.
But
So,
I control the peace and joy that I have. And that's all I'm asking. So one of the greatest pieces we can have is that of gratitude.
Yes.
That of gratitude. That is, it's hard to be angry when you're grateful. It's
That
hard
is,
to be mad when you're grateful.
Say that again.
It's hard to be angry when you're grateful.
Yes.
Truly grateful. And the fact that you get to spend another holiday with people you love, even though they're a challenge, because Lord knows my family, there wasn't a holiday we went through that didn't have a fight.
Yeah.
And I think they knew every cuss word that was possible. And they used them. And then we would laugh. Whoever acted out, we would laugh at them. Because it was out of order. It was funny. And you just learn that it's just life.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful to all of you that you're here and you get to have this moment.
Yeah.
Find the little things in the moment to be grateful for.
I
Because
love that.
the one thing you own that nobody can ever take away from you is your energy. You get to decide how you show up in a room.
Yes, we get to decide, and we make, and it's a choice, right? Like every moment.
It has to be intentional. Because it's not natural anymore. We go through so many challenges that we've learned to anticipate the challenges. But
That is
how
so deep for
often
me.
do we really look forward to the joy of the moment? We always focus on what could go wrong when we're planning.
So true.
It's
It's
what
a
is your
paradigm
intent?
shift. Yes, it's a
Yep.
paradigm shift. So instead of saying, oh gosh, I'm, you know.
Let me prevent this. Let me
Yes.
prepare
Yes. Prepare
for
for
the fun
great.
that we're going to have. And
Yes.
part of preparing for the fun we're going to have is
Joy.
knowing that there are going to be some challenges in the room and deciding I'm not engaging this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am going to enjoy this holiday. I'm not going to overspend. I'm not going to overdo. And I'm not going to have expectations of people that I know ain't going to do it. Well, why did he keep walking right by that trash and wouldn't even pick it up? Can you pick up that trash? Because I know he's not going to pick up the trash. What am I going to do early? Oh, when you get a chance, the trash is pretty full. Can you take that out for me right now?
Yes, it's clear, clear, and a nice request, a nice
Yeah,
way.
before you get mad because he walking by there and ain't touching the trash and see it's overloaded. And that's just, it's a hypothetical situation that we anticipate We have an expect, we wait for them to do it. In fact, sometimes people will ask a question knowing what the answer is going to be. And so I tell you, you know the people around you. Anticipate joy anyway.
Anticipate joy anyway. I love that. And look for the joy and look for the positive and anticipate that versus the negative. So it's a shift. I want to
a
ask
shift.
Another question, Bev, about emotions. You know, many of us get really emotional during the holidays for various reasons. And so what tips do you have or thoughts do you have about regulating our emotions? I mean, breathing is a good thing, you know, obviously, but other thoughts there?
Is intention. If what is your intent? Do everything with the intent of your original intention. I'm good at what I do because I'm focused. I'm good at what I do because I'm always focused on outcome. Whatever the desired outcome is, whatever happens along that process, I'm focused on the outcome. And a lot of times we get caught up in the process of what we don't like about what's going on. Well, why didn't they do this? Or why didn't they say this? Or why didn't this happen? Or why they could have just. And then don't do a positive negative. Kelly, do you mind if I do an example?
I do not mind.
I know you don't, so but I always ask for your permission. Kelly and I were speaking, and she did what I call a negative positive, and it kind of neutralizes itself. She goes, "I'm tired. I got to get here. My mom doesn't like flying, but she's coming to Florida. It's a challenge. I know." And it was a little negativity about that at first. And then it just ended up with a very strong positive. Well, that's a neutral feeling.
Yeah.
As opposed to, my mom is getting on a plane. I'm going to have to talk her through it. But she gets on that plane and we're going to have a great time in Florida. That's a positive positive.
Yes.
Don't negate yourself by saying something negative and then trying to follow it up with a positive. That neutralizes it.
Well, I'm trying, but that's the positive. It's the positive at all, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's actually getting on the plane, but
correct.
That's not how.
If
that's not where your energy was. You were saying it in an exhaustive state. She doesn't, and I'm just, and then you just busted it from there, from the worry and concern to. From the exact, it was more of a little bit of exasperation to just complete joy. And what I'm saying is, why don't we start there?
Yes.
Because something could shift you, but if I'm already in joy, it only shifts me a little lower in joy. But if I'm already in negative looking for joy.
But what if you're just tired? So here's the thing. Sometimes
if you're tired, you just have to say it. I'm tired.
Right. So that's what I was trying to do. I was like, I'm flipping.
Yeah,
I want to get in bed.
That's what you got to. You finally got to. You just finally said, because when we get tired, we get irritable. When we get hungry, we get more irritable. Don't let us be hungry and tired.
Correct. That's where I was yesterday.
That's
so
where you were
asked
yesterday.
Me, I was like,
so
oh my God.
Exactly. That's where I'm telling you. And I love that you finally got to a space where you said, oh my God, I think I'm just tired. Let me get off the phone. I said, okay. Because I knew you were tired.
Yeah.
But I knew you needed to get a few things off. You got those off. And we ended up in a good space.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, sometimes we get tired and we just need to tell everybody, girl, I'm tired right now. I ain't got time to deal with this.
There's nothing left in the tank. I need
There's nothing. And we have to be honest about that.
Yes.
So what is one of the things you can do? Don't assume people know how much work you're doing and you're tired.
That's great. Yes. Yes.
Inform them. Don't put on the tool belt, I'm telling you now, and don't put on the cape. Enjoy. Because Black women, we're always working to make sure everybody's okay
Yes.
but us. So validate your feelings with yourself. And there are going to be times when you're going to be in a bad mood. And you just have to say, I'm in a bad mood. Let me go get me a moment. Now, when I take that moment, I'm going to do a little breath and then I'm going to sit in silence. And when you sit in silence, this is what I want you to do. Observe your thoughts because they're going to start running. The minute you get quiet and go into a small space, you can even go back to your bedroom and just sit for a moment. And observe your feelings. And then decide what you need to do based upon how you're feeling in that moment.
Yeah.
You say, okay, so-and-so is irritating me. And then I ask myself why. And I said, I'm not going to let them do that. I'm going to go back in and I'm going to enjoy this, and this. Or I just need to rest for a moment. And 10 minutes of quiet, just closing your eyes in quiet. And just allowing. That's what meditation is. Meditation is just getting quiet and allowing the universe to download to you. Prayer is when we send out a request. You do that ahead of time. You say, God, give me the strength to just be in the love and joy of your moment. Because we all know Thanksgiving isn't what Thanksgiving is, but it's a day of gratitude is where we've taken it. It's a day of celebration of love and family. And I don't want to lose that purpose. Know your purpose when you walk into a moment.
To give joy, really, it's that simple. And to
to
be
a joy,
joy,
not to give,
joy,
but to be
joy.
And that gives permission to everybody else in the room to be okay. Be joy.
Yeah.
Be the example of what you want to see everybody else. And just know this moment won't come back.
That's right. I love that.
So just look around, and we spoke about the young woman who lost her son recently. The moments, as difficult as they are, be grateful for the moments, and just know that when we move on from here, we're not gone. We are spiritually always intact with each other. Just in love. Even if you're looking at your son or daughter across the room and they done just acted a plum ass, just look at them and smile and say, I love you in your heart. Just keep saying that until they can feel the energy of you. It may take some time because some of them are a little stubborn than others, some of them are a little rougher than others, but you be consistent and you'll start to find that people will change how they interact with you. Whether it is family or friends or associates, they will change based upon how you present internally, not how you present, because Lord knows we think gratitude and humility is, Lord, I'm just so appreciative and you guys are doing such a wonderful job. It's diminishing your worth to elevate someone else's. No, that's not humility. Humility is understanding that it's a we. That's humility. It's not what we say, it's who we are. It's what people feel when they see us. Love is not saying, I love you. Love is being love. Just walking around with a heart full of it for whatever. And people will feel that in you. They'll see it in your smile. They'll see it in your eyes. They'll feel it in your presence. And they will act accordingly. And some people will not like it. And they won't like you because you're happy. They won't like you because you have peace. And they will do everything in their power to generate what they know will say, see, I told you. So don't give anyone that permission and don't play the game. Just enjoy your life.
Love it. So good. I want to make sure that we open up.
You're creating moments. You're creating moments.
Creating moments. That's the key. Of joy and happiness. I want to make sure that people can ask a question if they want of Coach Bev. We have a little bit of time left before we close out this morning. If anyone wants to ask a question or comment, please feel free. And if you're on your phone, you can hit *6 to come off of mute if you have a question. Otherwise, I'm happy to just keep chatting with my friend and our incredible coach, Bev. Anyone have a question or a thought or a comment this morning?
Well, I hope you all just have a phenomenal holiday season, just full of love, because love creates the joy.
Yes. And putting things out in the universe and turning our life over to a force greater than ourselves. I think that's been really a big deal.
What
for
are we
me.
connecting our energy to is what
That's
we need
right.
to ask ourselves.
That's right.
And I was working with a particular client once, and they kept talking about the system and what they weren't doing for it. And I said, I don't care what the system is doing. I just care about your child.
That's it. That's it.
I'm not going to get caught up in there. I'm going to help the system do what it needs to do for the child. That's the only thing the system is there for, the support.
And I
It's
love what
not
you
the
said.
focus.
I love what you said about when people are wishing they'd be in the butt, really take a deep breath and say, I love you. And that's it. Without
Even to
any extra.
yourself. Even just say it to yourself. I so love them. Look at them. They're just acting a pure ass.
Yeah.
I so love them. And it just centers yourself. You don't accept the behavior, but you don't allow it to alter your moment, because you don't get those moments back.
That part. And
And
again,
then
my girlfriend.
when it spirals down, it's like a tornado. It attracts everything like into it.
Yes.
And that's when you see a succession of events. So whenever you see a succession of events, stop, take a moment. You're usually in fatigue. You're usually into a high negative energy and don't really, or you're just vibing low.
It's true.
No
It's
low
lost.
vibrations.
You said no what vibration?
No low vibrations. No low vibrations.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm going to do all of these things this week. That's my goal.
And we never set goals of joy and love and peace and fun. We don't set goals.
No,
We
we set
hope.
numerical goals typically.
Yes. And then we don't hold ourselves accountable to that.
Love that. I love that.
And
Wow.
don't wait for the moment to throw something in. Don't do it. Just be. Just
Love it.
enjoy.
Yes. Yes. I love it. Well, it seems like there are people are quiet this morning. They could be on their way to church, or they could be just relaxing and soaking it all in, Bev. So
And I hope I haven't said anything that was offensive to anyone on here.
I
I
think
just
so.
wanted you guys to understand that they live in a negative world. There's so much propaganda that they don't know truth from untruth. And they're getting a lot of their advice from systems that don't honor their space of peace and joy at all.
That's
It's a
it.
lot of negativity. And then algorithms, it'll show you repetitively. And there is a, she's called the Chantress. And she does these chants, and it's so peaceful. So put on something that on YouTube or something that just brings you serenity in a moment. But periodically throughout this weekend, you take moments for you, especially, Kelly, I would have loved for you to recognize how fatigued you were early. If you know you're starting with fatigue, start, we will start there. You know, I'm tired, but we need to get, I needed to get in touch with you beforehand. And you're just drained. And sometimes we're just tired. And when you get tired, don't soldier through. Sometimes you got to take a moment and step back. Take some time for you. And then delegate. Make cooking a group thing. And they gonna mess up. My daughter ruined last Thanksgiving macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
not
we ate a brick. We
That's
ate a
not
brick.
okay. That's hilarious. And I would not be talking about I love you. This
No,
is
we did not.
disgusting.
It
Like, no, thank you.
I knew it. I said, "Don't make me hit you with my mac and cheese. Don't make me hit you.
That's
Don't make me hit you with this mac and cheese over here."
great. I love it. Yeah.
And you just acknowledge it because sometimes stuff me so bad, it just ain't worth being mad about.
Yes.
Because she should not have tried that new recipe. So we have given her a mandate this year. You do not. So we just decided we probably won't have no mac and cheese.
I'll give you my recipe. It's very good. It's very easy.
Good. Will she eat it?
I'll give it to Tamaya. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this has been so great. I've got so many wonderful nuggets. Yes, D says folks cannot play with the macaroni and cheese on Thanksgiving. That's true. That's the I think one of the most important things. It's like, what? You cannot mess that up.
Yeah, we messed it up.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat it. Like I would have eaten a noodle.
Hilarious.
No, but find something to find joy and
Yes.
be intentional about your intent for the
Yeah,
holiday.
I
And
love
be
that.
intentional as you're preparing how your preparations are making you feel. If you start to feel stressed, you're not preparing for your
That's
what a
right.
great time. You're preparing to make sure everyone else has a great time.
That's
No,
it.
and don't leave you out.
Don't leave you out. It's like put your name on the list first. It's like almost in my Franklin planner that I've had since 1991. I never write my name on here. It's like all the work things I have to do. Someone said this, was it last week? Some one of our speakers said, write your name on the list first. All the, you know,
Don't
how you want to honor
we
yourself or
leave
take care of
ourselves
yourself.
out
We
if
leave
we're
ourselves out.
always preparing for how not to have any catastrophes. We're always preparing to make sure everybody's okay, and we're not preparing
Right?
for ourselves. I'm going to have a great Thanksgiving. I'm not going to be
I am
stressing
too.
out. The food will be done when it's done, and we're going to do it together. The kitchen,
That's
let's make it a
awesome.
group thing to clean up afterwards.
Yes, absolutely. Or you try to, well, my mother won't go for that. I was about to say, or you could use paper plates, but she would be appalled. But why? Like, who says you have to use, what's wrong with
Why
paper plate?
get them
She
big
thinks it's never, ever okay.
because that's and I'm not mad at it. The one thing I like about being older, you finally get to a point where you decide to
Yeah.
live life on your own terms, how you want it to be. And I'm grateful that you honor your mom's space in that way. She
Absolutely.
deserves to eat how she wants to eat.
Correct. Correct. That, yes, absolutely.
She deserved that.
She
And
does. And
that makes me smile.
me too. And it's a blessing to have her. So I'm very
Yeah.
clear on that too. So many people don't. What a blessing. So as we close, I just want to say thank you so much, Coach Bev, for being here this morning, for getting up early. We were up late last night talking, and I appreciate you being here as always. And of course, we'd love to have you back at some point. But I really appreciate you. And
And I
thank
appreciate
you.
all of your journeys, and I understand. Please know that I'm not minimizing your struggle, but I don't want to be the struggle to be the theme of your journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Vicki
Much love.
Johnson is going to close us out with a prayer this morning as we head into Thanksgiving week. Dr. Vicki is here.
Good
Can I do a
morning,
slight
slight change on that, Dr. Vicky? You're going to send
Yes.
us off. You're not going to
Yes.
end this. You're going to send us
Send
off.
us
All right,
off.
send
I
us
love
off.
it.
Send us
Yes.
off, Dr.
Send us
Vicky.
off with a great prayer, Coach Bev. As always, amazing. Some laughter, some joy taps. I ain't going to say you slapped us. I'm going to say some joy taps. You set us straight and just gave us some amazing tools and tips today. God, we thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for the opportunity to celebrate joy, to be reminded to focus on the joy. Thank you for family and friends and for the love of family and friends. Thank you for the Sunrise Project. We thank you for Coach Bev and Kelly and Dee. Now bless us this week as we celebrate family, as we celebrate joy, as family and friends gather to have meals and spend time and show love. Remind us to anticipate the joy. And we give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a powerful day, everyone. This was great, Coach Bev. Thank you.
Dr. Vicky, you said a word.
Yeah.
You said a word.
Always.
Thank you for blessing my journey.
Yes. Love you both. Love everybody here.
Love everyone. You guys have a blessed time. Love you, D, Dr. Vicky, everyone on the call. Blessing.
Thank you. Have a good week, everyone. We'll be back next week, 9 a.m. Eastern. Thank you.